From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a migrant quota plan moves forward. European Union interior ministers have approved a plan to distribute 120,000 migrants throughout the 28-nation bloc. The ministers adopted the proposal by majority vote. The Czech Republic, Hungary, Slovakia, and Romania all voted against the plan, while Finland abstained. EU leaders will meet Wednesday to consider the proposal. Nearly 500,000 migrants, 40% of them from Syria, have crossed into Europe fleeing war and poverty in the Middle East. In Burkina Faso, army troops entered the capital city overnight without resistance. They are asking presidential guard members who carried out last week's coup to lay down their weapons. Emily Yab reports.
People were out and about Tuesday in Ouagadougou with only a few army trucks seen driving through the streets. Army troops enter the city overnight, but most stay inside military camps as military chiefs talk with coup leader Gilbert Diendéré. Speaking at a news conference, the general says he wants to avoid confrontation. He says the presidential guards, also known as the RSP, do not want to fight. After several days of crisis, West African mediators announced a proposed peace deal Sunday. In exchange for giving back power to the transitional government and releasing Prime Minister Isaac Zida, Diendéré and the RSP soldiers will receive amnesty. Emily Yab from Ouagadougou.
Chinese President Xi Jinping arrived in Washington late Tuesday for his first visit to the United States. He is expected to engage in talks on how U.S. and China can collaborate on nuclear energy, smart electricity use, and other clean technologies. For more on the visit, take a look at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Pope Francis celebrated a third and final Mass in Cuba Tuesday before heading to the United States. He urged Cubans to rediscover their Roman Catholic heritage and live what he called a revolution of tenderness. The Pope arrived at Andrews Air Force Base outside Washington and was met by President Barack Obama and his wife. German auto manufacturer Volkswagen says 11 million cars worldwide were fitted with software that was designed to cheat U.S. emissions tests. It announced on Tuesday that it is putting aside some $7.3 billion to handle the cost of changing the software and other expenses. Michael Horn is the president and chief executive officer of Volkswagen Group of America.
So let's be clear about this. Our company was dishonest. With the EPA and the California Air Resources Board, and with all of you. And in my German words, we have totally screwed up.
Volkswagen released a statement saying it is working to eliminate the deviations that allowed Volkswagen to outwit U.S. emission standards. Airport officials in Yemen say President Abdu Rabu Mansour Hadi has arrived in the southern port city of Aden following a six-month exile. Hadi fled to Saudi Arabia in March as Houthi rebels closed in on his refuge in Aden. Last week, Yemen's cabinet returned to the country after spending months in exile in Saudi Arabia. The cabinet is working out of Aden with the goal of restoring stability to the country. United Nations envoy on Syria has launched his latest effort to bring the country's political parties together for talks. Staffan de Mistura announced the heads of four working groups designed to find a political solution to the Syrian civil war. De Mistura says he hopes to find a solution based on the 2012 Geneva communique that sets out a roadmap for a democratic transition in Syria. Turkey is calling Russia's rapid military buildup in Syria very dangerous. Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu warned during a television interview Monday night that any military backing of Syria's Assad government by Russia would hamper efforts to find a political solution to the four-year-long civil war. The New York Times said Tuesday its local publisher in Thailand did not publish the day's edition because it feared an article about the health of the country's king and questions about the future of the monarchy. Thailand has strict laws prohibiting criticism of the royal family with punishments of up to 15 years in prison. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.